Welcome to GLHF, the world's first podcast in video games. I know we are both big famous YouTubers now, but I've actually brought us all the way back to food service. We are back in a food service job.
We're back in it.
Where we belong, to be honest.
Yep, this is the level of... Oh my god, Tails just ran by you. This is the level of work that we should be doing based on our like skill set.
So yeah, I mean, we finally got a real job again so that we can be respectable members of society. And
hey, can I ask you something?
It's called the GLHF Grill. Yes, what do you want to ask me?
Okay. do you want me to say for this episode? Normally you have me say before we start and you didn't. Is that fine?
Oh, I forgot.
Because I can do it now if you want. No, we can do it live on the pod. Well, but we
okay,
it
say
has
it.
To be bleeped. No, it has to be bleeped. It has to be bleeped.
Okay.
Ready? Okay. It better be, or you're fired. You know who I'm talking to. It better be. Okay. If that makes it in, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
For the audience, I have to have him say, because I hold my headphones up to my mic to sync us together. But when he actually claps, Discord like filters it out as noise.
Yeah.
So it has to be a voice. So, but you've always said you would never, ever have that in the pod. So...
Well, unless it's an emergency situation, I guess.
Yeah, I guess I forgot.
Which this was, I suppose. Anyway, yeah, restaurants, we're here.
Yes, we've opened our own restaurant. And
what do we serve?
Well, I think burgers. I think we don't have a choice. It's burgers.
It's all burgers.
And if you've noticed, a lot of the customers running around on the street here look exactly like us, and it's a little bit creepy.
Is that why it was hard? Okay, so that's... I wasn't imagining that. They actually are...
No, there's just like 20 Austins and 20 Mems running around.
That's crazy. Are there other real people here?
I think a couple, yeah. So it must just be that everybody in the street is just a copy of a real person.
Huh. That's interesting. They so someone could barge in.
Yeah, I mean, they do this in some of the like Life Sim Roblox games, I've noticed. Some of the people will be fake, so it like gives the illusion that there's more people playing than there are. Like, some Roblox games will have like copies of people that actually look and act kind of like real players because they're trying to like give the illusion that there's more people online than there actually are.
I love that. And then they have to have names that kind of like look potentially real. You know, I like that a lot. Do you oh no, I just had a question, I forgot it. Oh yeah, McDonald's or Burger King?
I don't eat meat.
So?
And you don't
I'm
either.
I'm not asking about that. I said, which do you prefer?
And
I say nothing. Who said anything about meat?
I'm going to say neither because I've been told there's a boycott on both of them, so.
But what about French fries?
I haven't had like a fast food French fry in a long time.
Really? McDonald's has good fries. I also don't eat them.
I'm bougie now. I go to like local places.
True. Yeah, here we go again. Did we say that? We said like, as soon as the pod ended last week, I also... ended up ordering food. I did go pick it up, though. I didn't...
yeah, I go to, like, local burger places that have a veggie burger on a fresh brioche bun. I think we've discussed this before, but it's always a brioche bun.
Are you going to eat lab-grown meat when they come out with that? Like, when it's available?
I don't think so, no. Because, like, I don't
Do you think there's anything ethically wrong with eating lab-grown human meat?
Oh, God.
Isn't that weird? Because I would say there's definitely not anything ethically wrong with it. Yes, there is.
Doesn't it make you sick to eat human meat?
Yeah. I'm assuming. Well, but that's not ethics, though. That's health, right? I'm saying ethically. Is there anything like morally ethically wrong with eating human lab-grown meat? What do you think? I don't know. I think the answer is definitely not.
Icky. I would say it's icky.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's icky for sure. But you think it should be legal is the point.
Or you
don't think
no
it
such
should
statement.
Be illegal. All right, just asking.
I'm making no statement other than it's...
I had a couple questions I wanted to
That sounds a little bit
off
icky.
My chest, so.
Yeah, I mean, that is that relevant? Are you using that information for something? Or
well,
it's just
I was
on your mind?
Ask, do you like Impossible Burgers? And I was like, what a lame thing to ask. I'm going to go for lab-grown meat. And then I was like, what a lame thing to ask.
I don't ask
about human... meat.
Because I'm not interested in meat. I'm not interested in the taste of meat. So
it
I don't
taste...
I don't care about fake meat that tastes like meat.
if someone gives you something to eat and you bite it and it's like, oops, I just ate meat, what's your reaction?
I'm okay. I mean, like,
yeah, you're like, ah.
Relatively recently, I was accidentally given a chicken burrito instead of a bean and cheese, and I ate like a few bites of it before I realized, and I didn't like, I didn't like puke and throw it across the room or anything. I didn't eat the rest of it, but
Have you like had ever since stopping eating meat? Whenever that was a long time ago for you, right? It's like ages.
That was like birth.
Child. Really? I thought it was like when you were like six or something.
No, I've only had meat like a few times. But I've had weird phases. Like I had a fish stick phase for some reason where I was into fish sticks.
Okay, well, I was going to ask. Oh, day one's over. Look at that. We made we made $330 somehow.
That's not possible. We didn't do any work.
We must have automated.
Wait, we must still be YouTubers. Servers. Because we're getting money for nothing.
AdSense. That's the AdSense check. I think it's interesting because I ate meat for a long time and then stopped when I was like, I was like 15 or 16 or 17 or 18 or 19 or something. But in the intervening times, I'll occasionally accidentally get meat on something. And most of the time, like if I ordered a thing and I can't fix it and I'm hungry and I need the food, I'm just like, fuck it. I'm just going to eat it. Like that's, for me, it's a ethical thing. I don't eat meat because of the ethics of it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, at this point, this animal's dead. So
and you don't want to waste food. You know,
yeah. But what I've learned is one time I accidentally had chicken and I was like, chicken's not good. Like, I loved it.
It's not,
and then after
right?
not eating it, going back to it, I was like, it's not that good. Same thing with turkey. The craziest one for me was beef. Not ground beef, but like chopped up beef in a burrito was given to me once. And I really didn't think it was good. But bacon, killer. So good. Still so
Everybody
good.
Everybody says that. That's so cliche. Everybody
yes,
says that.
It actually just happened. I was at a Renaissance festival this past weekend.
Ooh.
Don't ask me why. I know.
We got to talk more about that.
Turns out a lot of Annie Austin fans at the Ren Faire.
I believe it.
But they gave me have you ever had a scotch egg? You ever heard of that?
No.
It's like an egg in like sort of boiled or not boiled, like fried and breaded. So it's like a little circle with an egg in the middle with breading and stuff around it. But they put bacon in it. I took a bite of it. Holy smokes. That was good bacon. But I didn't eat it because I had friends there who decided to.
So would you be into
it,
lab-grown bacon then?
Yeah, probably. I even like some of the just knockoff fake meat. Like I'm a fan of Impossible Burgers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Most of them aren't as good as real meat. But yeah, I've got no... For me, it's purely the ethics of factory farming is like the reason. So as long as we're avoiding that, I'll eat whatever,
sure.
You know?
I'm just a vegetarian kind of by chance. Like, it just happened because I was never fed meat when I was a kid. I do also agree with the ethical reasons, and I like that I get, moral brownie points for that without even trying. Because I, at this point...
Gotta take those where you can. Yeah, it's like, I don't eat McDonald's and Burger King because of the boycott. Yeah, I don't eat those things. It's exactly what it is, but no, you lucked into it.
Because, at this point, I'm just not interested because it's, like, a weird foreign thing to me. So I just don't even want to eat it.
It's like how you wouldn't eat,
but
like,
it's a nice
like
bonus.
I don't eat liver, right? Because, of course, I don't.
You gotta tell me from the beginning about the Ren Faire story.
There's nothing really to tell. I'll tell you what. Well, I'm someone who...
And did you dress up?
Like, no. Well, I tried not to clash. That was the one thing I gave, because the people I was with, they dressed up.
Right.
And I was like, I'll not clash, but I'm really not a dressing up guy. I generally don't like things that, as I'm sure you've gathered, that are like participatory and exuberant. Like, anything that there's a risk of like an elf coming up to me and asking me a riddle in public is like, no, thanks. I don't want anything to do with any of that. It makes me really...
Meanwhile,
just honestly anxious and annoyed. But
I was going to say, meanwhile, I would be the elf asking you riddles.
Yes. Yeah.
I would do that.
You've probably been to a Ren Faire, right? You know, the deal,
I haven't. I haven't. I see it in my future, but I haven't.
Okay. I would say, honestly, aside from all of the things where there's like people trying to make you like pretend that you are, you know, have magic or whatever. Aside from that, the actual like just walking around, chilling, eating some food, looking at a horse, you know, oh, this guy makes little flutes and you can talk to him about flutes. It actually was kind of nice. I thought it was fun. The one thing that I really hated that I had forgotten, because I've been to one Ren Faire a long time ago, and I had this horrible feeling about going back, and I couldn't remember why until I had this experience again, which happens at every Ren Faire, which is if you tip at any of the booths, like the food booths, every single booth, without fail, you tip, they ring a giant bell, and they go,
nice.
Hurrah for the tipper, out and about. And then everyone else in the stand goes, hurrah for the tipper. First of all, a nightmare as it is. But I tend to be a fairly large tipper. Like 30% is like my minimum. And I'll sometimes just kind of tip
right,
more.
So
like
do they give you like three hurrahs?
Yes. And they like point you out and they go, the very generous gentleman. And I'm like, you're making me not want to tip at all. You're making me not want to. This is really bad. So it's stuff like that that I can't really abide. But the whole vibe of it, I thought was honestly pretty nice. It was just all of the participation. I don't know what it is, but I just have never liked that stuff. But it was you know, kind of like...
You gotta try it. You gotta let out a hurrah.
But if you liked Enchanted Forest, it's like less ride-oriented, obviously, and more just like... vibing it out in medieval times, but there's a similar overlap in terms of like the energy there, like the theatrical kind of energy, and there's more people dressed up, which is fun. So I think you'd really enjoy a Ren Faire, if I had to guess. But
yeah,
I don't know.
I like,
you ever go to like an anime con? It's kind of like that.
Yeah, I've never been to an anime convention and probably won't, just because I'm really not that into anime, honestly. But
yeah.
A Ren Faire, I could see doing a Ren Faire. I think it's fun to dress up. I like that it's, like, it's called a Renaissance Faire, but it's really not based in any particular point in history. Or history at all,
I
right? Because it's, like, it's very fantastical.
Well, to
it's
be
just
honest,
kind of like
this
a layperson's understanding of, like, a fantasy medieval vibe.
That was not the vibe I got from this one.
Really?
This one, like, they had... a specific year they kept referencing, and they had the king and the queen were the king and queen of England at the time of whatever year they had picked.
Oh, okay.
And there were like pictures of them on the wall, and the technology was of the era. So I think, and I'm sure there's a spectrum, you know, but they're very loose.
Yeah, it's
in terms
not like
of,
there's
I think,
actually
I think
a
there is
dress code for being historically accurate.
No. I think there's like a canon, but also like a lot of flexibility in terms of like, you know, furries and stuff love to go to Ren Faires. And they're big, giant costumes, too.
Did you actually get asked a riddle?
No. But it's like, that's the type of thing. Like, the people just wander around and they try to, like, be like, ah, good sir, would you like to buy a flower for your lovely lady? Da, 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 da. And I'm like, no, I wouldn't, actually. And I don't even actually love her anymore because of what you just did to me. And we're done. We're ending it.
Damn. I would have wanted to
hear. Yeah, I just don't like stuff like
the
that.
Riddle.
There's like quests you can do, and like there's this shop that has like a big quest board with like things to do around, and then you bring them and you can participate, but you can also just walk and eat food and whatever, watch the sunset behind some trees,
yeah,
and so on. But yeah, it's fun.
Well,
it's,
I can absolutely see going to a Ren Faire eventually. I feel like that's just
I'm
a
sure
life
they've
experience
got a good one.
That I need. I don't.
They
gotta
think, have a good one up in the PNW somewhere,
you know, well,
right?
Oh, for sure. Like, we'll see what happens. I don't see myself, like, getting into it and, like, becoming a Ren Faire person, but I think it'd be fun to go.
There are Ren Faire people. Like, people who, they camp all of, like,
oh,
for
yeah.
the weekend, and you go, and all of the... Apparently, there's a whole culture. I didn't realize this. All the vendors, like, travel around and show up at the different Ren Faires. So it's not... And, like, there's local people, obviously, but a lot of these vendors are people who, like...
Oh, they're like in Ren Faire
mode year-round.
Yeah,
they're in Ren Faire
mode.
Yeah, exactly. That's, I found that kind of fascinating.
Yeah, I never thought about that, but I've seen like clips online of people that are that do booths at Ren Faires and are clearly like very into it and have a very established character and stuff. So I guess it makes sense that that's just what they do all the time.
Yeah. Do you have a trinket you like to buy when you go to things like that? Like if I see knives or like swords, I'm like,
yeah,
I
really like those rainbow 3D printed dragons.
Oh my God, there's so many of those. Did I told you about the 3D printer that I have now?
No, you got a 3D printer?
I was given it by this really generous, hilarious man who works for the 3D printer company Prusa. It's like a Czech Republic. It's one of the bigger 3D printing companies.
And but they sent you one because you're a tuber?
Kind of. It's. I don't even know if he knew I was a tuber, honestly, but we were at a party at VidSummit, and he was... We were, but he really was throwing back a couple drinks, and he just suddenly was like, you have to take one of our printers. I was like, really? He was like, yeah, you're going to love it. Do you know how to 3D model? And I was like, no. And he was like, have you ever used it? And I was like, no. And he was like, doesn't matter. You're going to love it. So then the one day... This box, humongous box, like I could not carry up the steps.
It's a serious piece of machinery.
Yeah. So now I'm trying to find someone because I don't have time to learn all that. I really want to, but I have a friend who is into that type of stuff, and it's going to start 3D printing stuff for me and kind of teaching me a little about it. And so I'm going to kind of give it / lend it to them, and then we're going to print some things. And
we keep finishing days.
Who knows?
And making money out of nowhere.
So I can 3D print you one of them dragons, is what I'm saying.
Sick. Okay. Make sure it's like...
we can 3D print anything.
Make sure you don't sand it at the end. I like to see the lines where they 3D printed it still.
Okay. I didn't even know you had to sand, so and we should have really given you a 3D printer.
Yeah. Don't customize it. Like, just... the model's online, the one that I like. Like, you can just find it and just...
I want to... Do you know, because I have a sense that people have modeled, like, created 3D models of, like... the whole map from Skyrim, for example. Like, are they? Can you take like models from Blender, just whatever, and 3D print them? Like, could I
make
props for my videos and shit like
that? I was
going
to say, I think there's a lot of opportunity for props for your videos.
Okay. I'll have to look into that. It's also not, it's like really energy efficient. I kind of assumed it would be extremely wasteful, but it's really not. It's like, it doesn't use that much electricity. It's not that expensive, like the material. So I don't know. Someday I'll give a 3D printer update. But I'm just trying to get it out of my...
That'd be sick.
...out of my room right now, because I don't have any space for it. It'll be fun.
So you've recently received a large appliance. I've recently disposed of a large appliance.
Tell me about that. Wait, can I guess what type?
Sure.
Give me three guesses. disposed of... Okay, wait. I need to know. Is this an appliance that was replaced after you got rid of it, or just totally gotten rid of?
Gotten rid of for now.
For now, dishwasher.
No.
I'm going to guess car. That's not really an appliance.
No.
And last guess is like one of those foot massagers from that you can get.
Like at an airport store.
Yeah, like those things when you put your feet.
What the hell was that store called? Sharper Image. You remember Sharper Image?
Yes, Sharper Image.
Fucking foot massager.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm thinking about. Okay, all right, what was it?
I missed that because I would always go in there and see devices I've never even thought of.
I know, it was like infomercials on, it was like a made-for-TV store, right? It was like one of those things.
Yes, kinda. We need more of those. Yeah. Because they get you in the airport because it's like you're so bored in the airport that you will start considering buying something you've never thought of buying before.
Yes. And not to mention you're about to get on a plane, travel across the country, and like you'll have to bring it with you. But like
I think
somehow
a lot of those
seems like a much better idea.
Deliver to you, I feel.
Oh, okay. Yeah, true. I feel like
big,
that's a rich
probably.
Person thing, but
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, what'd you get rid of?
I got rid of my window air conditioner. I don't know if you saw anything on my streams and stuff about people. Because I posted, I think in my Wii video, you could like very briefly see my living room in the background in one little clip. And I like immediately got a paragraph comment about how my window air conditioner has been recalled. And there's like risk of mold. And this person was like really
Holy
concerned
shit.
For me. And by the time I saw that comment, we had stopped using the air conditioner because it was not hot anymore.
Yeah.
But then some people in my audience, I guess, were really concerned. Love you guys. Glad that you care if I get mold poisoning. I don't think I would have, but that's okay. But some people were like spamming my chat about my air conditioner as if, as if I'm in mortal danger from mold poisoning from my air conditioner. And, but guess what? I looked it up. And figured out that we could, like, apply through the recall form or whatever and get refunded for it like $400.
Oh, fun. Did you buy it? Like, it's not the landlord.
No.
Or is it? Oh, nice.
No, it wasn't. Wait, no, no, no. It's not the landlord's, but we... I actually don't remember if we paid anything for it, but we got it from Noah's brother because he moved to Texas.
Nice.
Everybody
Hopefully
moved out
of
his
house. Hopefully he doesn't listen. He's going to be... barking up the tree for
yeah,
some of
I
that
can't
cash.
We may have paid him something for it, but we didn't pay $400 and now we're getting $400 for it. So
okay.
Honestly, thank you to everyone in my chat because...
Yeah, you should share it with them.
I got $400. Oh, everyone, yeah.
You should do like a $200 giveaway.
I should give it to that person that first commented it.
You maybe should. So you got to get another one by the time it gets hot again.
Yeah, that's the thing, is we can use this. And to be honest, that one didn't even work that well anyway. Maybe hence the recall. I don't really know.
Those things have gotten pretty good. Like, there's some pretty affordable ones you can get that work pretty well.
Yeah.
Window units.
But my funny story was the other day, I finally went to, like, throw it away. Because obviously you can't just throw a air conditioner in the trash. But I was, like, required to... dispose of it because of how the recall works. Like, they wanted me to send them a picture with the cord cut so it couldn't be used anymore to get the money.
Huh.
So I cut the cord, I sent them the picture, and then they emailed me like, okay, you can throw it away now. And then I had to do all this research for how to throw it away. And I ended up having to like take it to what turned out to be a scrapyard.
Fun.
So I'm like driving to this place that I'm kind of thinking might more be like, I don't know anything about it. It's just like listed on the city website of like where I should take this thing. So I'm thinking it'll be more like a donation center or something like, but it turns out to be like a commercial scrapyard. And I get to the entrance and there's like only semi trucks all around me. There's like only semi trucks like, going in
yeah.
there in
this
front
is not
and behind
a civilian
me.
I'm location.
Like, I'm like, am I in the right place? I don't know. I'm like lining up in the line of cars, which is really a line of huge semi-trucks full of scrap metal from, like, businesses. I don't even know.
Yeah.
It's crazy, like, when you get in this type of situation, you realize, like, I didn't even realize there was so much industry that was producing scrap yeah. metal around me. Like, where is this
it's
happening?
It's wild. It's, like, the amount of just stuff that is happening to make the life that you see outside your window occur is, like, so... I thought about this a lot in food service, like just the amount of like waste and shit that has to be purchased and like work that has to be done just to like deliver a meal
yeah,
to a table.
Oh
it's crazy,
gosh.
But yeah, it works on a city scale.
Don't get me started
well.
On waste in restaurants.
It's wild.
Crazy. It's
and
crazy.
Like there's, it's, you can't do, like you can do things, but you kind of can't. It's really weird. But anyway, so you're dropping off. You have your little tiny tinsel,
I'm in, yeah.
not tinsel,
we
teeny,
have
teeny
a,
tiny teensy.
We have a Prius C, which is a Prius.
Yeah.
Prius is already a small car. Prius C is like a mini Prius. They don't even make them anymore. Little tiny. It's like the size of a Honda Fit. And so
nice.
It's me in between only semi-trucks. And I have to like drive onto a semi-truck sized scale. Because they're like weighing how much scrap metal people are bringing in.
Dang.
And I'm in my tiny little car with my air conditioner in the trunk.
So
I pull up and the guy comes out and like once I was talking to the people, like they didn't seem to think it was weird that I was there. So I calmed down a little bit. But in the beginning, I was like,
yeah.
There's no way I'm in the right place.
I'm sure it's like unusual, but like it's not the main thing people do. But again, if it's on the city website, so
yeah,
good
I was,
for you bringing
was
it all
around.
I think most people
there,
would have just thrown it in the fucking... Just thrown it away, you know what I mean?
Like, I mean,
just, who
yeah,
cares?
I don't know. I might have gotten in trouble. It wouldn't have fit in our trash can anyway. So I would have had to just like... put it on the street. But anyway, yeah. So I end up, I go through, they like tell me to drive. Like once you're in past the scale, you're just like in a big muddy dump, basically. Like there's not really
was
roads.
Was this the dump? Or was this scrap specifically?
I would
like it wasn't
call
garbage.
It a scrap yard. I mean, I'm not a garbage expert, but yeah, there's no, there wasn't like food waste and stuff. It was all like, metal basically
like metal and okay cool
but you're just kind of in this big open area with big heaps of trash like a dump.
How cool is that?
And they and that I was just like pointed to one specific trash heap.
Yeah,
they're like
and they're
talk
just, like,
to
put
that
it,
guy
toss it over there. Dang,
and there was
so
a guy
cool.
by that trash heap, and he took he just took the AC out and put it in the heap, I guess. But he was asking me all these questions at first when he saw it in my trunk. He's like, does it still work? Does it still work? Because he, like, you know, because they're thinking maybe they could resell it or something. And I'm like,
yeah,
no,
or take parts from it or whatever.
I was like, I've been told.
Which is good, you know, reduce, reuse, recycle.
I was like, I've been told it's recalled and it's supposed to be thrown away. Like, that's the rule. But I don't give a fuck what they do with it when I'm out of there. But yeah. I did cut the cord. So that was just a funny experience. I've never been to a dump or anything similar before.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's kind of like jury duty. You know, like you see a little peek into like a thing.
Yeah.
This big apparatus that's doing a bunch of stuff. And I also like the vibe of just like, yeah, it's just a big pile of junk. You just throw it in the big pile. And that's what we do with our junk. So yeah. It's just like, we're just going to put it in a pile.
And
I'm sure there's like
a
ton of complex, whatever, engineering
and logistics.
Yeah,
I'm curious about more how it actually works and what they do with the stuff. Because I think they like sort through stuff and recycle it or something. But from a layperson's perspective, it just looks like a big yard full of piles of junk that they're moving around to different piles with big machines.
Yes. And it looks like a landfill, basically, like a useless, whatever, trash heap.
But I'm sure they have processes that they're doing. I just don't understand.
If my memory serves, I think I watched a practical engineering video about like landfills and dumps and scrapyards. And there is like a surprising amount of engineering that goes into making sure that you can put stuff in a giant pile in the ground and it doesn't like poison the ground or seep into the groundwater or decay into some weird gas. Or like there's a lot of really complex stuff that
they have to do.
To make it, this is a funny thing to say, but like to make it sort of clean, you know, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure there's like tons of complicated whatever, but I don't do it. Does anyone have a plan for all that stuff? Do we like have a long-term plan? Or is the plan just keep filling it up? Because we're not anywhere near running out of space, obviously, but like eventually.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. It's
always...
We
gotta do something.
I remember like learning when I was a kid, like just learning the concept of dumps and being like, wait, can we do that forever? Like, does that make sense to do that forever?
And you're like, well, I guess we can do it for a while.
But
at
apparently, because
you know?
I mean, you can go anywhere in the world and like drive forever and barely ever see a dump. Like, they're so hidden away and like take up surprisingly little space for what you would think they would.
Yeah, that's it's amazing to me, given how much we throw away, how little of our land has been used for that. Well, I guess the ocean, right? Isn't the ocean like
8%
plastic
now
or something crazy?
Oh, I don't know a percentage, but yeah, it's unfortunate that it ends up in the ocean for sure. I think there even are, this could be completely wrong, but I think that like I don't know if this is right. There is somewhere in the world.
Just say it. Yeah, it doesn't have to be thought. You don't have to know anything.
I want to say this is somewhere in Tokyo where they've actually built the city out further into the water on top of garbage, essentially. Like they've made new land out of garbage.
That also probably is complicated, but I guess, hey, if it works, you might as well use it. Yeah, just to like fill, you know?
Whatever. So I know that happened somewhere. I'm not sure if it's Tokyo. But yeah, you can make new land with it, I guess, if you need some.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Have fun. I mean, did you take a picture of the scrapyard that you can share or anything?
No, I should have. I should have logged it, my scrapyard experience. It was extremely loud. Like, that's what I noticed is I was like, how do people work here? Like, all these machines moving around
metal everywhere.
It was like, I felt like I needed earplugs for the 5 minutes that I was there. The guys working there probably do have hearing damage because I feel like guys like that are not wearing earplugs. They're like not concerned about that.
No, it's not cool to wear earplugs at a scrapyard.
Exactly.
What the, talk about lame.
Yeah.
Did you know, here's a fun fact about scrap. This is from Albert Bros Inc., which is a scrapyard people. Metals, you know, like steel, aluminum, and copper, they can be recycled indefinitely without losing their quality or strength. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
You can use them forever.
I mean, it makes sense, right? Because you just melt them down and... I know that from Minecraft, you can usually like just...
True. Yeah,
it.
There's no decay or anything. You can just keep on using it until the sword breaks.
You know what I learned about recently about Minecraft?
What?
I was deep in the Minecraft fan wiki last night reading about distance effects, which is like just what happens when you travel far enough away from spawn.
Yes.
Because they technically like programmed it to be infinite, but it does start like reality starts breaking down the further you get out.
Yeah, I remember in old Minecraft, you could get to it like relatively easily, but I don't know what the case is like in newer Minecraft. I never did it, obviously.
I think it's harder now because it goes on longer, and there might, in certain versions of it now, there might just be an invisible wall that stops you before you get to where it really gets fucked up. But it's so bizarre to read about this because it's basically, there's just like, it's all based on where the, you know, they use like integer or like floating point variables to determine like where all the blocks are and the block types and everything.
Right.
And so the world starts breaking down when you reach the limits of like that many bits of integer or whatever. So there's like a part of the world where every other block stops rendering. So everything is like all chopped up and stripey.
Checkerboardy and weird.
And
fun.
then it turns into like a checkerboard because it's like stripey both ways. And if you get far enough out, then blocks start rendering in 2D, like flat.
Like, whoa.
It's weird. It's really weird. And then eventually it just stops working entirely because they're also calculating your position with some type of variable, obviously. So even it becomes even hard to like move past a certain point.
Yeah.
But it's very fascinating. I love that it's the type of game that it's been so loved and people have been so obsessed with it for so many years that they like discover absolutely everything about it like this.
Yeah.
Like it's just interesting. Not every game gets that treatment, obviously, but there's so much like kind of lore to what Minecraft even is just because there's been enough people to explore it and be interested in it. So it was very cool. It reminded me of like, I don't know, it made me feel like existential reading about it because it was like,
yeah, stuff like that where
what if
it's
we
like
are, what if we're in a simulation?
Yeah,
like, what if
I mean,
we
it does
got
make
far
you think
enough
about
away
that.
From Earth and it all started breaking down because nobody was expecting us to go that far, like,
yeah. No, there are a lot of like interesting, you laugh, but there's a lot of great I don't know what you call it's not allegory, but I guess it's metaphors of like the way that games work, and then you look at reality and you're like, there's this relationship between like real life does have rules and games have rules, but those rules, when they run up against certain things, like break down. And mm-hmm. is that also the case in real life, if there really are rules, or like what? And but then you just start realizing that like, oh, things exist, and it's kind of terrifying. Like, what the hell is going on? Like, how is,
yes.
what is,
the
you
fact,
know, and then you
yeah,
suddenly,
the fact that
you
things
can't do anything.
Are, like,
it's
immediately
crazy.
Can be an existential crisis in itself. Because,
yes.
like, what
so
the fuck
we
do
gotta
you mean?
So we got to avoid those thoughts if possible. Exactly. What the fuck do you mean?
But
things,
yeah, I guess there's, there's parallels to the way that when we look at, like, physics, and like there's certain things that the more we try to understand it, the less it really even seems to make sense. Like when you get smaller than an atom and you start going into quantum stuff, and then it turns out that like things are related that you wouldn't think were related.
Yeah.
So it reminded me of that. It was just like, just really weird. Anyway, encourage everybody to look up,
it's called like
Minecraft
the far lands or something, right?
There's different names. So
that's
there's
like
the stripe lands and the dot lands. There's names for it. I should look up a video, honestly, because I didn't even see any video footage. I was just looking at pictures, but it's crazy.
Yeah. Have you gotten your wisdom teeth removed?
Yes. Have you?
No. Every time I went to the dentist today, because you got to get your teeth checked and stuff. And every time I go, all four of mine are in, and they came in fine, and it's whatever.
Do they tell you that
but every
you need
time,
to get them
they're
out?
Always like, you should get them out, because as you get older, having that stuff crammed back there, it's really hard to like floss it, and so you're just creating a lot of risks for yourself in terms of cavities, and if you get cavities back there, it's like way more complicated to deal with. So they were like, you should really look into doing this, and I'm like, that's gonna be such a pain.
Well,
I feel it like
sounds,
it's A, scary,
yeah,
but B, like it's gotta be like 2 weeks plus of just like disrupting my life. Oh my god.
It's annoying,
and so
for sure.
I wanted to ask your experience.
And, well, that sounds suspicious to me, what your dentist is telling you, if they're literally only worried about plaque and stuff, because can't you just keep up going to the dentist and brushing your teeth, and like, if it becomes a problem, they'll tell you it's
no,
a problem?
No, for sure. Yeah, for sure. But it's like, even in the 6 months intervening, like in between cleaning, it's like I could get a cleaning every 3 months, I guess, and it'd probably be fine. But I think they're just saying, like, conventional wisdom is people don't go to the dentist that much. They kind of floss imperfectly. And so the thing that we tell people is, well, you should get them removed because it'll just prevent these complications. And tooth infections can be pretty serious. You can die from them if you don't take care of them and they hurt.
I understand that. But, and, you know, I trust doctors. But also, that sounds that sounds like one of the weaker reasons to get them out. Like, I had to get mine out because they were, like, impacted or whatever. That's the reason that you usually do. Because, like, yeah, that's actually a serious problem.
It is a weaker reason, but it's kind of like tonsils. Like, we don't take tonsils out anymore either, but we used to just, like, say, well, we should take them out because then you won't get strep throat as much and
yeah,
blah, 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 blah. And it just seems like a big ordeal for the benefit, you know? But I've never been put under for anything. And my understanding is if you ask nice enough, they'll put you under. And
I should experience that. You've never had anesthesia for anything?
Every, like, surgery type thing I've had done has been just local anesthesia.
Okay.
So I feel like that you should experience that once in your life, right?
Yeah, and I mean, wisdom teeth is not even actually full anesthesia. Like, I don't think they would put you on a ventilator and everything for that.
But they can, if you ask nicely, they will.
Well, because there's different levels to it. Like, I would say for my wisdom teeth, I was fully under, as in, I don't remember anything, and as far as I was concerned, I, like, went to sleep and woke up. But it was not enough anesthesia, because, like, if you're doing actual surgery, they put you under to the point where you stop breathing and you're on a breathing tube.
Okay, sure. So it's like amnesia under.
Yeah.
Kind of, right? Yeah.
And I do have actually, like, flashes of images from it. Like, I remember them putting, like, the... I don't know why I feel funny saying this phrase because I also remember it from sex ed class, but a dental dam.
Oh.
did your sex ed class tell you about dental dams?
I barely remember my sex ed class. What year was that? Like fifth grade?
Nobody
something?
Is using a fucking dental dam for I've sex. I've never.
I do remember people saying, like, oh, it's like the, you know, it's a way, like, if you're going to do that, you should use this. And it's like,
nobody
I've never seen one in my
that.
Life, except in a dentist's office.
Yeah.
And it's like, how is, first of all, again, not that we need to go down this
yeah,
road,
we don't
how
need
would
to
that even work? But in any case, yeah, I like the dental dams at the dentist's office because it, I feel like it just makes it easier for me to not, like, I don't have to worry about anything then, like going to my mouth or anything.
yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's just convenient, you know,
exactly.
You can just kind of sit back and chill.
Yeah, but so I feel like I have a flash of memory of them putting the dental dam on, because I remember, like, basically seeing a bunch of faces looking over me and then putting the big blue
yeah.
rubber thing in my mouth. But yeah, it wasn't enough to, like, really remember anything, and it felt like going to sleep. But not full anesthesia.
But the recovery is really what I'm more... Like, I think the procedure is, like, whatever.
The recovery
seems like kind
was,
of frightening,
I,
but fine.
Mine did
but the recovery
get fucked
seems
up because I got
annoying.
Infected and my whole cheek
oh,
swelled
no.
up. And I had to go to an emergency dentist and they had to drain it.
Holy fuck. That sounds horrible.
Yeah, I mean, I felt much better after they did that. And then I just had to take some
yeah.
antibiotics.
Jesus. But if that wouldn't have happened, you'd be like, yeah, it wasn't a big deal. Because, like, we're YouTubers now. I can't be looking weird or talking weird or, you know?
I mean, I don't think your wisdom teeth affects your look or your talk that
no,
much.
No, but for,
it?
Like, those 2 or 3 weeks, you're telling me I'm just going to not work for 2 weeks? Like, that can't
yeah,
happen.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm actually having a mouth surgery in, like, next week, unfortunately.
Really? What kind of, do you want to talk about it or no?
Yeah, I mean, I have to have a gum graft because...
That sounds horrible. I don't know what it is, but it sounds horrible.
I have really crooked bottom teeth in a way that has caused my gums in the front of my bottom teeth to recede. And this has been happening, like, my whole life.
A gum graft?
So, they're going to take...
For taking gums. Oh, my God.
Well, they're taking tissue from the roof of my mouth and making
Holy
gums
fuck.
Out of it.
Oh my God. Okay, so no pod next week is what you're saying. Oh, Jesus Christ.
So,
incredible that they can do that, but holy smokes.
I'm really not looking forward to it because stuff in your mouth hurts so bad and it...
Yeah. Is it a fully...
Disrupts
do they put
everything.
You fully under for that, I assume?
I'm assuming it'll be similar to the wisdom teeth. Because okay. I don't even know, like, if you're doing mouth surgery, you can't fit a breathing tube in there, right? I don't know how that works for them to even fully put
point,
you
yeah.
under
yeah,
for
I
that.
Don't know.
So it'll probably be the same as my wisdom teeth, so which is fine, because I didn't remember anything from that. Some people say that when they just do the, like, it's called, like, twilight sedation or whatever. Some people say they can remember things from that. Luckily, that was not my experience. I did not remember it, so...
Yeah.
I'm just nervous about the healing because I know it's going to hurt really bad. And
is that what people say? Like, it's the, I assume the roof of your mouth probably hurts pretty fucking bad.
I mean, I've also had, like, to try to fix the same issue. I had a little procedure when we lived in Indiana where they, like, this is so gross. I'm sorry, everybody.
I mean, this is our podcast. Fuck these people. We can talk about whatever we want.
But you know how when you pull your bottom lip out, there's a little, like, tendon kind of connecting your lip to your gums? So,
Everybody listening is, like, feeling their lip with their tongue right now.
My dentist in Indiana said that if they cut that, that it could help the gums receding because that could be part of the reason, like, it's pulling on my gums a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know how legit that is because he did it.
You're very skeptical of dentists, it sounds like. You know, I tried to tell you and you were like, that sounds lame. And you're like, my dentist told me this. That's wrong. Not, you don't trust
these
guys. I guess,
I don't know. I've just had some, like, painful experiences. So I didn't feel like it really did that much because my gums continued to recede. And that was just, like, super, super painful recovery. And he had told me it was, like, not going to be a big deal. He was like, we do this on kids all the time. Nobody cares. It's not a big deal. And then it hurt so unbelievably bad for, like, a week after. And then I felt like it didn't really do anything. So I was a little bit mad about that. And then,
that is the shitty thing, sometimes things just don't, like,
I also
it's all
have
probability.
I have a crown on one tooth.
Same.
And,
we stand.
I also felt, I don't know, I felt a little bit misled about that, too, because dentists act like crowns are not a big deal, but it's basically replacing, like, almost your entire tooth. I know it's, like, it's a little bit less than a root canal. Because a root canal is even more of your tooth.
To get a root canal, to get a crown, you would I thought crowns were for a root canal, because I've had root canals, and for those, you get crowns, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they call them both crowns.
Do you do
it for
other
reasons? Because I think in a root canal, they're actually drilling into the root of your tooth, so it was...
Yeah, they're scraping the nerve out.
With mine, it's just... It's a smaller crown, because they basically just reduced my tooth to a little nub, and then put a crown on top of that.
Yeah. Which they also do for a root canal, but they, in addition to that, are digging into the nerve or whatever.
Yeah, that's
right?
What I think.
Yeah.
But anyway, and the whole reason I had the crown was because my tooth had chipped a little bit. It was like, it was one of my back molars. And
how do you chip a back molar?
I don't know. I guess I have, like, weak enamel or something. But it was basically like one of the corners of my molar kind of chipped off.
Yeah.
And, so I went to the dentist to just get it, like, filled. And he was like, no, actually, your enamel is too weak. We need to get a crown. And I just kind of wish I had kept my real tooth for a little bit longer. Because the crown then causes its own issues. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I had a chipped tooth that I just let sit there for a long time. And it mostly didn't cause any issues. Like, which it wouldn't. The only risk is, like, having a little place that food can get stuck in can then cause cavities and problems and so on.
So you're not a fan of the dentist. Like, you know, it's important. I get that dental problems can obviously, like, affect your brain and stuff. It's, like, very dangerous.
They really can.
I think we should trust dentists. It just sucks. It's painful.
It so does. Now, are you averse to... Because, you know, they'll give you drugs, which can help a lot with the pain. But are you like, I'm not trying to, like, do that. I'm not trying to be, like...
I do get a little bit freaked out by pain meds. I've taken them before because I've had surgeries before. And I'll take them for, I'll take them for, like, a day. Well, so... I guess I'm just talking about my whole fucking medical history.
Medical history, let's go. listen, it's the pod.
But
I
don't know if I've mentioned this online before, but I have also had an ovarian cyst removed before. And
that's a full-on surgery.
Yes, that's like fully... that was my first like being fully under moment, which really freaked me out. That was terrifying.
Yeah. Is it really scary? Because, like, it's scary leading up to it, but once it's done, you're like, oh... It's done.
Sure, it's not a big deal afterwards, but I was just really in my head about the fact that, like you're hooked up to machines and stuff. Like, if there weren't people there monitoring to
you're
keep
done.
You alive,
yeah.
you are dead, right. essentially. Like,
you're
that,
putting a lot of trust in a lot of strangers,
yeah, like
for sure.
The anesthesia that they give you, like, technically would kill you if they weren't there keeping you alive.
Yeah.
So that, I think
that's a scary thought. Thanks for putting that in my head.
Sorry. Well, they're not going to do that for your wisdom teeth. You're going to be fine. They're just going
to
make you really high.
Too, yeah. All right. Well, we'll see.
Anyway, so I was just going to say that that was the time that I've had an operation and actually, like, took the pain meds for multiple days because that was actually really painful to recover from. Gosh,
yeah.
I'm not trying to fearmonger about surgeries here. If you need a surgery,
no,
you have to
listen.
Do it, but...
Surgery's a miracle. What a blessing. But it is a scary thing.
It's scary,
obviously.
And it hurts.
It's super scary, and it hurts, and it hurts less than dying from things that your surgery, you know what I mean, but...
For sure.
It's not nothing. It's serious business. Chopping you open? Holy cow. It's quite a thing, so...
But yeah, I mean, maybe somebody in the comments will have another opinion, but I would say... I wouldn't worry about your wisdom teeth yet unless they're actually rotting or, like, causing a problem. If they're just saying, like...
That's kind of what I'm thinking, is I'm just going to keep doing my cleanings, and then if or slash when it's like, okay, these are causing an issue, it's like, all right, we'll take them out. Because I think now that they're all the way in, it's like, it's not hurting to wait longer. Like, it's not like
right.
it gets worse.
And it's, like, kind of epic of you to be able to say you have more teeth than everybody else.
I do. Yeah, four more. Pretty cool. Though, isn't being wise, taking them out is what makes you wise, isn't it? Which I guess explains my lack of wisdom.
I thought it was just... I mean, I thought they were called wisdom teeth because it's like you've reached an age where you are wise now, if they've come in.
Oh, that's weird because they come in when you're like 16. It's not exactly, yeah, not what I associate with wisdom, but hey.
So is that when yours came in, like a teenager?
I honestly don't remember.
I thought
as far
that
as
they came
I've
in like your 20s
them.
Sometimes. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah,
I got mine
I
taken
you,
out when
but...
I was 17, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
But they hadn't, okay. like, come in yet. They were just, you could see them on the x-rays and you could see that they were going to be impacted. So that's why they took
yeah.
them
out. Yeah, I guess I just got really lucky, but I'll take that. Not mad about that. Okay, well, hey, thanks for telling me
yeah,
about
so that was
how
my
that's going
to
be.
That was my entire
Sorry,
medical
you have to get
history.
A surgery next week. That sucks.
Yeah, so I'm trying
but,
to...
But, you know, I'm sure it'll be fine.
I've recorded, like, most of my next video... So I might try to record even more before that happens because I know I'll have to take like at least a week break from streaming. So this is my announcement.
Do you
want
to pre-record your half of the podcast and then I'll just react to it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. That sounds fun.
We'll figure something out.
All right. Well, so... what else? Anything? What do you got today? You want to start the pod, the official topics?
Yeah, well, I have a couple questions that I wrote down.
All right.
Did I have any other announcements for me? Oh, I did want to announce, I announced on my stream that I have quit soda and I'm,
oh yeah.
It's been 1 week and I'm confident enough to say that to everybody so that I can be ridiculed upon restarting soda inevitably
for sure.
in the future.
Now is this, I'm avoiding sugar, I'm avoiding carbonation, I'm avoiding caffeine. What's the motivation here?
It's the sugar and the caffeine really, because it does pretty much only make my life worse. It's fun in the moment. I love to have a fun little drink, but I already have anxiety and insomnia and I don't need to be drinking caffeine and sugar all day long.
Yeah.
Every day.
Can I tell you some bullshit I learned?
Yeah.
Caffeine, you know that thing they tell you about caffeine? They say don't drink it 6 hours before bedtime.
I think you might have said this
pod. Did I really? About
like,
the half-life
of
caffeine?
The half-life of caffeine, yeah.
I have no memory of saying that.
That's fine.
On the last pod, that's really funny. Well, here you go. We're saying it again.
It lasts
just want
a long
to remind
time,
everyone
though, I think,
bullshit.
Is your point. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's... I think it's worse to have like a bunch of caffeine at 10 a.m. than it is to literally drink like a cup of coffee before bed, you know, just because of how long it takes the caffeine to get out of your system.
Wow.
It's annoying.
I mean, so...
Really annoying.
I'm not giving up coffee in the morning. I have a coffee in the morning.
No,
still.
for sure. But you're saying the cumulative, like that's a lot of stimulant
because I do
for an
notice,
anxious person to be consuming.
Like, usually, and it's embarrassing to even say this because, like, why am I even drinking this much sugary drinks in the first place? But previously, it was like I have my sugary coffee drink in the morning and I have like a medium-sized Dr. Pepper in the afternoon. And then sometimes I would have two sodas in one day, very occasionally. But then that is like, I would just never sleep that night, because by that time, it's like, if I've been drinking it all day, it's like it's never getting out of my system. So
yep. You're just constantly basically like staying at like 100 milligrams of caffeine just floating in your body at all times.
Yeah, and I would make excuses because there were plenty of times when I was like, well, I've had soda today, but then I slept fine, so it can't be the soda's fault.
Oh, same, girl. That's my whole life. I used to drink like unironically probably 6, 7, 8 Diet Mountain Dews a day. And
yeah,
I'd be
see,
like,
I've never
no,
got to
everything's
that
fine. Yeah, I'm sleeping fine. Yeah. You know, the lies we tell ourselves.
Anyway,
right?
So I'm trying it, and you know, basically I just woke up one day and I was like, I just feel better than everyone else. Like, I don't even like soda anymore. Like, it's just too sweet. Like,
it's, you're over it.
I'm over it.
But the sugary coffee, not too sweet.
No, because I'm sophisticated about that. Because I go to a little local business.
Little local business, right. And, you're a local business queen. I forgot. We support.
And it's not nearly as sweet as a Frappuccino. Like, I used to be hooked on Frappuccinos.
Yeah.
And there's much less sweetener in this. So it's actually, it is still a blended drink, but it's mature and adult, I think.
Yeah. No, I can back you up on that.
Yeah.
Not like soda. Soda's for babies, for kids. Anyway, so you said you're quitting soda on stream.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm just announcing that here so that everybody knows that I'm cool.
You just gotta make sure the message is you get it out on all of the propaganda channels.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping that by talking about it, I'll hold myself to it. I don't know. But maybe I'll just start drinking soda again in secret and being ashamed.
I think you would tell us.
Anyway, you want to do a couple questions?
Let's do it. I think my hard drive's getting full, by the way, but my software is warning me. It says I can record for another 342 minutes.
Oh, we should be fine then, right?
Oh, no, I don't think I can, actually. Wait, I think I can save this. Yeah, do ask a question, and I'm going to save this whole problem while we're live on the pod.
Okay. These are some older questions, but there were some questions about, like, YouTuber things. And I don't have the names, I'm sorry. I am actually going to start writing down the names of people that ask questions. I'm sorry, I never do that. But these are copy and pasted from an old document. But wanted to ask how much of your videos are scripted versus ad-libbed. I will say...
Okay.
I do bullet points, and then I just talk about the bullet points. Because, well, okay, that's not always true. Sometimes I will script... More and more I'm scripting the intros, because I have like a very specific way I want to open the video, but I struggle with reading a script. It's like, it always feels worse to me. It feels very unnatural. I feel like every time I film myself saying very specific lines where I've written out the whole sentence,
yeah,
I look at it back and I'm like, it's so unnatural. There's so much less energy. I don't know. I'm like, so I guess
it's,
I would be a horrible actor. But
it's a totally separate skill, and people don't really realize that. Like, to read a script with the same, like, in a way that it doesn't sound scripted is, like, kind of a... I guess it is, like, an acting thing, isn't it?
It is a little bit, because if you want it to sound natural, it should sound like it's the first time you're saying it, but you've actually thought about it very thoroughly, so it's not. And I think it just goes with me being a bad liar in general. I just feel like I'm reading. I can't get away from the feeling like I'm just reading it. So, I don't know. I'm practicing. Maybe I'll get better at it. But it reminds me of... I was watching an interview with Chris Fleming, the comedian. I don't know if you know him. He's so funny.
I'm not familiar. Okay.
He started on YouTube doing skits ages ago, but he's hilarious.
And you said he's funny?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why
this is a little dig at YouTubers. This is a little YouTuber dig.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But he said something in an interview where he was like, basically he does the same thing. Like, he has bullet points. He can't write out or no, it was about, when he does voice acting, maybe he was talking about how basically he does a lot of improv in any role that he has. Like, he just improvises off of the lines. Like, he almost never reads the lines word for word because of that effect where it feels suddenly unnatural. And it's like, he's better at improvising than he is reading lines, and I feel the same way for me. Like, yeah. I have to just do bullet points and then kind of riff off of that, or it just it doesn't feel like me anymore.
Yeah,
which
is silly,
because I should be able to read, because it is still me if I'm reading a script that I wrote. There's no reason that actually is inauthentic, but it feels weird.
It's hard sometimes. Like, I've gotten much more scripted as the longer I've done it, because I've gotten a lot better at just writing how I know I'm going to speak.
Right.
And I'm still deviating a lot, but I'm really, really good now at just like, I don't write like a writer, you know, I write like a speaker. Like, I just write exactly how I would talk.
Sure.
But that is something that just like takes time. Like, it's not immediately accessible to write naturally, like how you would speak. That's just not like, even though you can speak it, it's not something where when you sit down to write it, it just automatically happens, you know? Like, a lot of people, I think everybody, especially when you're first doing a lot of like writing stuff, it is just easier to speak off the cuff. Like, you sound better, you usually say just as good of things. So I don't really see a downside to it. There's like an efficiency upside with scripting, because you can
I was going to say, it makes the process more efficient. The more that you have written out exactly what you're going to say, then by the time you film, you just sit down and it takes like an hour maybe to just get through everything and then you're done.
In theory, yes. It also is like, if you're going to be working with a separate editor, it's really hard to not have a plan and just go, oh, just like, just edit what I say down to something that's good and then pick footage that like is good. Like, planning all that stuff out is like super helpful. So there's pros and cons. I think you should always have the brain, like the part of your brain that is improvising on, even if you're doing scripted content, because you should always be willing to like say a thing that pops into your head or make a joke that pops into your head. But you know, you can kind of do it either which way. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I figured out why my disc is full. Can I tell you?
Oh, yeah.
I've been recording my gameplay footage for YouTube videos in, is it ProRes? Like, total raw whatever. And I forgot to switch OBS back to, like, compressed file formats for filming the pod. So I've been filming this pod completely uncompressed. And so the pod file is currently 152 gigabytes. For the recording of this pod, even though it's just you standing there. So I had to really quick switch it.
Wait, so maybe, so you're saying maybe your footage for this episode won't look like ass this time?
Well, I'm still going to put it in Final Cut and re-export it in 1080p for you. So don't worry. It's going to look just like it always does. But yeah,
but
that's
you don't
why
even,
that happened.
Wait, do you even record in 1080p?
I've started now. I record.
Because I can tell you, it doesn't look like
footage.
1080p.
No. Well, I export in 1080p. and, well, I don't know. I think I do technically record the pod in 4K, and then I put it in Final Cut and export it as 1080p. But I don't do like fancy settings.
Huh.
So, because it's YouTube. We're on YouTube. It doesn't matter. Why are you confused? Does it feel like less than 1080p to you?
Every time I look at your podcast footage, it looks like it was filmed like maybe in 720, maybe less.
What are your OBS settings? Am I just like, do I have
I'll
really
help
bad
you
settings?
Out. I'll help you out. I need to help you out with your OBS in general, because you need to be recording your mic on the same. You need, because you don't need to be syncing it manually.
No, but then I can't put the mic through like the compressor and the EQ and stuff that I. That's the nice thing about it, is if I record it separately into Logic, I can run it through like a de-esser and a noise gate and a EQ if I want to, you know?
Yeah.
And you can't do that through OBS.
Yeah, but Ethan can do that.
But not if it's synced, like if there's, well, I guess I would just turn down the gameplay audio
We'll figure it out.
All right, if you want to. We can do one more question.
About efficiency lately. I've been efficiencizing my setup like crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm finally
you
like
made that word a lot longer than it needed to be. So that's one thing you could trim down.
I think that's perfect.
Okay, great. Let's do one more question.
Okay. The only other question I have written down was, have you had regrets about showing your face on the internet as your fame has grown? First of all, thank you for calling me famous, because I am.
Your fame is growing.
I think I just simply never would have gained an audience if I didn't show my face. the sad thing about it, of course, like is like just being a woman on the internet and everything that comes with that. So sometimes I do think about that. But realistically, I never would have made a faceless channel. I just don't think that is the kind of content I wanted to make. It's just, yeah, there's so much more. It's so much more personalized.
Yeah.
If you're actually talking to people.
You get to bask in the glow. You get to like absorb that people like think you're cool. And that's a good feeling. Yeah. Also, someone just texted me. We got some bad news. Grand Theft Auto 6 has been delayed again because of my airport video came out. And then suddenly they just coincidentally, they've delayed it again.
No.
To November.
Not because of your airport video.
I'm saying it's a funny coincidence. Last time they delayed it, it was right after my last airport video in GTA. They delayed it. And now this one, put this one out, delayed again.
And you were making fun of me a few episodes ago for saying GTA 6, if it ever comes out.
I'm going to make fun of you again because it's coming out. They're going to do it. I believe in them.
I think stuff like this, you just need to give up hope. And then when you've completely let go of it, it'll be a nice surprise.
For sure. Well, I'm trying to plan my career around the launch of this game. Okay. We're going to make mad money.
Don't you have like contacts? Why don't you get in touch with them?
Rockstar is very, very, insular.
Or no, you had contacts with Bethesda.
Are you familiar with Bethesda? Do you know? Well, again, okay, Ethan.
You know
if
who
we
they
have
are.
This, you got to bleep out these names, okay, Ethan? Because I can't reveal what's happening. but are you familiar with? And you have
You're
to.
Give
I'm
Ethan
actually
the
serious about bleeping this. Yeah, I don't care. But you can't. This is a fun secret, okay?
Okay.
Are you familiar with?
No.
Oh, never mind. Fuck this. Who cares? Just bleep the name,
Wait,
Ethan, and then we'll.
Let me look him up.
It doesn't matter. Everyone knows him. But now people are going to know. There's too much information that's gotten out. So I'm just going to leave it at that. We're just going to leave it at that, okay?
Damn. We missed out.
I know. You could have got the tea. But let's just say we got a strong video plan for later this year.
Anyway, do you have any feelings about... why you could be a faceless channel. Your content, I think...
I mean, I just think people like people.
Yeah.
Like, we all want to relate to people and see people and feel seen by people. And so, yeah, it's just never really crossed my mind not to do that. I'm sure there's like, benefits, obviously, to being a faceless channel. Oh, my God, Five Nights at Freddy's just walked by you. But
I think that's... Is that Bonnie? The bunny?
Maybe the bunny. I saw you playing that game. That game scares the... ever living daylights out of me.
You should play it. I want to see you play it.
I don't do scary games, man. They really
it doesn't scare me at all, honestly. I think I'm immune to jump scares at this point.
I see you jumping around. Though I did see the one part I tuned into was the part where you were like, oh, it's fine. They're not going to be here. And then you turned on the light and they were right there and you just immediately closed the door on them, stone cold face. it was really funny. So you didn't seem scared
sometimes
in that moment.
I'll
give you credit.
Sometimes I'm surprised.
For
I guess
sure.
maybe yeah, that's the same thing.
You don't get scared. Yeah, weren't we talking about this last week too? You were like, nothing scares me. And I was like, I'm going to hire someone to follow you down a dark alley with long arms because of Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, I've been waiting.
It's going to happen when you